This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Sometime by New Year, remove all we see for you and your kin. Remove all and indictments sometime by New Year. We won't go until you get out. We won't go until you get out. We won't go until you get out. So get out right now.
We are trying to get to the bottom of this, to get all the facts out. Show us the truth. Show us the facts, and then we can each make a decision, and hopefully an impartial decision. McConnell won't do that.
Wow, so a nasty day in Washington. Surprise, surprise. Nancy Pelosi takes a licking from the president as he goes through her grievance letter. I'll explain. And Mitch McConnell, before the Senate trial, says, I'm not an impartial juror. What happens next? It is the steps we keep talking about. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. And by the way, in between all of this, somebody was booted off Survivor. If you're a fan, yeah, I'm not talking about Washington Survival and The Voice. I've never watched it. They've crowned a new winner, 17 seasons, and I've never watched. But I'm certainly paying attention to what's happening in Washington, D.C. So here's where we're at. Let's start with this. The House Rules Committee, yep. They passed the rules for the debate, of course, on the articles of impeachment. It allows for 6 hours of debate. So this is how the setup is, right? 6 hours. What can you do in 6 hours? And impeachment managers. How's that going to all work? And what happened was Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon from PA introduced the rules, which allows for the 6 hours of the debate, like I said. Then they're voted on, argued separately. Under the rules, the House Judiciary Committee determines which members speak. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a Congress person by the toe. If they holler, let them go. And anyway, the rules would also allow for a resolution appointing impeachment managers to be introduced Wednesday during the floor debate. So that's where we're at. The Rules Committee voted down an amendment from Congressman Tom Cole, Republican, of course, from Oklahoma, who would have said we would have preferred 12 hours of debate. Democrats also voted down another amendment that could have allowed Republicans to delay impeachment proceedings by introducing a procedural amendment, a bunch of them. So that didn't happen. And now they move on. So the committee meeting started Tuesday morning, lasted until after 9 o'clock at night. They discussed the issues, that what I just set up, the 6 hours, how long it goes, that whole thing. And the floor debate. So you know, and why do we start with this chestnut? And you heard the protesters there. The floor debate will be only the third time in our history that the chamber debates impeachment recommendations from the Judiciary Committee against a president. So that happens Wednesday and Thursday. In the meantime, while all of this is happening, all of this is unfolding, what's interesting is a couple of polls that have been taken on the president and how would he do against Democrats coming up, you know, in this next election. And also, how about convicting the president? USA Today, a narrow majority opposes removing him from office. So they're saying no. They don't agree with what you heard at the top of the show. In the wake of all these combative impeachment hearings, the people surveyed opposed 51% to 45% a Senate vote to convict the president. And we're not there at the Senate yet, on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of justice. So how about that? I mean, that's even bigger. Because before, it was 47-46% split. So now it's now it's even, there's a little bit of a bigger margin between the two. And so these findings, what do they tell me? It shows you how durable and how Teflon-like the Don is and the support that he has, even in the face of this testimony before the House Intelligence Committee and everything that we've been talking about with the Ukraine, et cetera, and that July phone call. And I keep saying this, that if I were a Democratic strategist, I would be paying attention to these things that are happening, and I wouldn't be so sure that this is going to be just some easy layup. I mean, the survey shows a couple of definite things here, that you absolutely still have a lot of support. What will that actually mean on election day? I mean, that's the key thing. The new job approval rating in the new poll, 48% approve, 50% disapprove. It's still better than in October, where it was 46% to 52%. Go figure, right? So the president did say impeachment's a sad thing for our country, but it seems to be very good for me politically. He said that a few days ago heading into the weekend. Then you had Senator Dick Durbin, who was part of the Sunday Swirl. He was on CBS's show, Face the Nation. He said, you know, it isn't a question of political popularity as far as I'm concerned. For the longest time, many of us said, which Republican is going to defy the wishes of their political base and come forward and do the right thing for the country? And no, that's not happening the way Durbin wanted this thing to unfold. So now it gets interesting with the floor debate, what's said there, and then off to the Senate, and you've already heard Mitch McConnell saying, yeah, I'm not impartial. I'm not. So forget about that. That's not happening. And which pretty much says, he's already laying it out, he's already spelling it out and saying, don't think that something's going to change here, because it's not going to change. So the House Democrats might approve rules for the impeachment hearing, and it might be the third time in our history we've had this, but once you get it to us, if you're looking for an ejection of this president, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. By the way, a Giuliani associate got a $1 million Ukraine-tied payment, because now it's follow the bouncing ball. And who is that? Lev Parnas got that money from a lawyer of the indicted Ukrainian oligarchy. So that does not look good for him, and that is why he was stopped trying to flee the U.S. months and months and months ago. And it gets even stickier. It's like a plot from the We Network, where the Swiss lawyer loaned the money to the wife of Lev Parnas in September. Some of that went to the bail. Some of that went in another direction. And this all came out during a federal court hearing in Manhattan, where prosecutors urged the judge to revoke his $200,000 bail on the grounds he hid assets and income from them, from authorities. So the U.S. District Court Judge Paul Otikin denied the prosecutor's motion to jail Parnas, saying his misstatements didn't appear to be intentional. And he denied the request to ease the conditions as well of the home detention. So he just sits and waits for now, because he's facing charges that he funneled hundreds of thousands of dollars in foreign funds to political candidates in the U.S. and campaign committees. Ooh, there could be a few people who are nervous about that. What do the Republicans have to say about impeachment lately? You'll hear on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What is going to be a sad day? What's going to be a solemn day? And when we say that, we actually really mean it. We've heard the Democrats again and again and again talk about how heartbroken they are that they're going down this path. But their actions demonstrate that for them, those are just empty words.
Alexander Hamilton warned us of this day. Unfortunately, this day has come. For individuals purely for political reasons, with no facts, move forward with impeachment.
All right, so that's Kevin McCarthy and Liz Cheney. Before that, their reaction to what's happened now with these articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. And as Liz Cheney tweeted out, she says the Democrats failed to prove their case, ignored the law, the facts, the Constitution. She's ramming these through because her support is slipping, talking about Nancy Pelosi. And that's that, as Liz Cheney said. So it moves forward. The debate begins, as I mentioned, the setup, the 6 hours, and then it goes to the Senate. And you've already heard the reaction of Mitch McConnell, who rules the roost over there. So as that happens, the parameters laid out and the conversation around the Christmas tree, hopefully it's not going to be impeachment, 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 but it is something that is out there being discussed everywhere. I mean, the whole thing about, oh, we don't talk about politics here and we don't talk about politics there, that's baloney, because everybody's talking about this. And of course, it's our history, it's our leader, it's our Congress, it's our it's our right to be involved, to know at least what's happening and have an opinion on it. And you have plenty of opinions, and definitely we'll get to those when we go to the mailbag. But as the Democrats charge ahead, Republicans react of all sort. Even if you look at the Fox crew, Sean Hannity saying history is going to judge Democrats harshly for impeachment, and Tucker Carlson saying impeachment is a terrible idea for the country, and the reaction to Nancy Pelosi, of course, has been pretty obvious in what direction certainly Republicans they go with this whole impeachment thing. So a 6-hour debate, and it's, could it be fiery? Well, Trump blasted impeachment in what was a pretty saucy letter to Nancy Pelosi. In the letter, he said he didn't believe his letter would change anything, but that he's registering his objection for the purpose of history. He said on the eve of the expected impeachment that he maintained he didn't do anything wrong in seeking foreign investigation of political rivals. He attacked the Democrats for focusing on impeachment rather than other issues. He accused Democrats of perversion of justice and abuse of power. And, you know, no Republicans are expected to vote for impeachment, but one by one, Democrats are getting a majority from their ranks as lawmakers, including many freshmen who could risk actually re-election in the fall from districts where the president is very popular. So Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who warned against pursuing a strictly partisan impeachment, is now going to have the numbers that are partisan as the voting begins, at least in the House. And, of course, I mentioned Mitch McConnell. It's a whole different situation, and he slammed the door on negotiations for a deal proposed by Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader, senator who wants to call top White House officials for the Senate trial. He said, you know, yeah, it's a deficit. Forget about that. And that's where we move as we fast forward this thing. What happens once it gets out of these starting blocks, and then it gets bounced into the Senate. So there's no question that the president was obviously upset by what's happening here. And in an extraordinary letter, he absolutely laid out accusations and definitely went on the attack. And, you know, looking at what he wrote, and it was lengthy, you know, where it starts off and says, "I write to express my strongest and most powerful protest against the partisan impeachment crusade. The impeachment represents an unprecedented and unconstitutional abuse of power by Democrat lawmakers, who I mentioned, unequal in nearly 2.5 centuries of American legislative history." He said, "The articles of impeachment introduced by the House Judiciary Committee are not recognizable under any standard of constitutional theory, interpretation, or jurisprudence. They include no crimes, no misdemeanors, and no offenses whatsoever. You have cheapened the importance of the very ugly word impeachment by proceeding," and bear with me, this was long, I'm actually going through it, but I'll pick out some key things. He said, "By proceeding with your invalid impeachment, you are violating your oath of office, you are breaking your allegiance to the Constitution, and you're declaring open war on American democracy. You dare to invoke the Founding Fathers in pursuit of this election nullification scheme, yet your spiteful actions display unfettered contempt for American founding, and your egregious conduct threatens to destroy that which our founders pledged their very lives to build. Even worse than offending the Founding Fathers, you're offending Americans of faith by continually saying, 'I pray for the president,' when you know the statement is not true unless it is meant in a negative sense." And he meant that Nancy Pelosi several times has said, I pray for the president. I do. I pray for the president." So he address this to her, and that's what he meant there. And then he did say the first claim, abuse of power, is completely disingenuous, meritless, and baseless invention of your imagination. "You know, I had a totally innocent conversation with the president of the Ukraine. I then had a second conversation," because there we go back to the phone call, he says, "that has been misquoted, mischaracterized, and fraudulently misrepresented. Fortunately, there was a transcript of the conversation taken, and you know from the transcript which was made available, but the paragraph in question was perfect. I said to President Zelensky, I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. I said, do us a favor, not me and our country, not a campaign. I then mentioned the Attorney General of the United States. Every time I talk with a foreign leader, I put America's interests first, just as I did with President Zelensky. And then he talks about Vice President Biden using his office and $1 billion of U.S. aid money to coerce the Ukraine into firing the prosecutor who's digging into the company, paying his son millions of dollars. Even Joe Biden admitted days ago in an interview with NPR it looked bad. Now you're trying to impeach me by falsely accusing me of doing what Joe Biden has admitted he actually did. And then he goes on in his letter. He said, never once did the Ukraine complain about pressure being applied, not once. Ambassador Sondland testified that I told him no quid pro quo. I want nothing. I want nothing. I want President Zelensky to do the right thing, do what he ran on. And, then he goes on in a couple of different directions and after a few different people about fraudulent makeup of what they're saying and that, you know, kind of thing. And it was a very, like I said, a very, very long letter, and you can certainly read it. It's posted out there all over the place. Just go to your favorite search engine and type in impeachment letter Pelosi and Trump, and you can easily, you know, get your hands on the whole thing that many of us got earlier in the day. So there's no question he's letting his side be known and saying more due process was afforded to those who accused in the Salem witch trials. He says, and this is to Pelosi, your legacy will be that of turning the House of Representatives from a revered legislative body into a star chamber of partisan persecution. I have no doubt the American people will hold you and the Democrats fully responsible in the upcoming 2020 election. They will not soon forgive your perversion of justice and abuse of power. So we do have an unofficial poll going. We've had it going for the last couple of months on whether or not you vote the president again, or just vote for the president this time around and not any of the Democrats. What say you, America? KateDelaneyRadio.com. Go there, click on contact, and let me know what you think. So no hold back for the president. That's not unusual, but it wasn't the president taking what he thought to Twitter. It was sending off a full-on letter to Nancy Pelosi, and then specifically talking about how he was unfairly being ripped, etc. Mm. And the beat goes on, right? Coming up, a special edition of For Your Health. Part of it, we're going to talk about how do you quit smoking with Dr. Joel. And then we're going to go into a few other odds and ends. Hang with us.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the day before a big vote in the House on impeachment of the president, House lawmakers have been setting terms for the Wednesday vote. President Trump lashed out at the proceedings.
It's a hoax. The whole impeachment thing is a hoax. We look forward to getting on to the Senate. We're not entitled to lawyers. We're not entitled to witnesses. We're not entitled to anything in the House. It's a total sham.
The president also sent a scathing letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as her House lawmakers prepare for the vote. He wrote in part, "You and others in your committees have long said impeachment must be bipartisan. It is not. You said it is very divisive. It certainly is, and it will only get worse. Only two U.S. presidents have ever been impeached, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton." This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, it's that time of year where people take stock on their health. In this edition for your health, people look at dieting, people look at things like smoking and quitting smoking, and one of the toughest things, of course, to do. He's been on with us many, many times. He's in our virtual green room right now. Dr. Joel Nitschkin joins us. Hey, Dr. Joel, how are you?
Doing fine, and you?
I'm excellent, thank you. And so we should say, and for people who haven't heard you, you're a public health physician, you're board certified in preventive medicine. That's your specialty. And you've been a strong advocate for tobacco harm reduction. So tell us about that. Tobacco harm reduction, what does that mean?
Tobacco harm reduction means satisfying a smoker's urge for nicotine with a far less toxic product. One that will satisfy the urge without creating the risk of cancer, heart disease, lung disease, and other disorders presented by cigarette smoke.
Why is it so difficult for smokers to quit? Is nicotine just gets a hold of you and you can't get away from it?
Well, nicotine in and of itself is only moderately addictive. The cigarette is highly addictive because of the combination of nicotine, other chemicals in the smoke, plus the advertising and the social pressures to smoke. Over the years, we've made huge progress in eliminating these social pressures and denormalizing smoking. But still, the cigarette is incredibly addictive. Most e-cigarettes are not, but the Juul product, by delivering a much higher dose in a non-irritating way, probably equals, if not exceeds, the addictiveness of cigarettes.
Yeah. How do you think the flavor bans in states like California, Massachusetts, and New York, et cetera, and others across the country will affect the adult smokers who are trying to quit and have had success with these e-cigarettes?
Well, the flavor ban, as it's proposed, will have the effect of wiping the vape shop industry out of business.
Mm.
And that's where they get their substitute nicotine. The flavors are very important to these adult smokers because once they get used to a fruit and candy flavor, they no longer find the taste of tobacco pleasurable. And so if and when the urge to smoke returns, they return to the e-cigarette, not to smoking.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting in talking about this again at the beginning of the year is there's so much conversations about quitting and struggling and what do you do and all of that. You know, what do they say? About 34.2 million of us Americans are current smokers and some could do the cold turkey, but for so many other people, it's just extraordinarily difficult. And when people do fail, what happens when they fail?
Well, what happens when they fail is they go back to smoking. And by going back to smoking, they're creating a risk of heart disease, cancer, and a number of other disorders that will shorten their lives by 10 to 15 years. The risk that could be totally avoided if they went to a nicotine-only product or a product that delivers the nicotine with hardly any other toxins. And there are a number of options. And once they do that, they'll also find that these other products are less addictive and easier to quit than cigarettes.
Yeah. How frustrating is it for you to watch all this happen?
It's extremely frustrating. In my 40 years of tobacco control work, I've never seen anything like what we're seeing now in terms of the zeal to ban e-cigarettes, to ban flavors. It's going to do much more harm than good. But the people who are proposing this are extremely zealous. They're being fed by misinformation. And what they're doing is a rational response to the misinformation that they're hearing. But the truth of the matter is that there are three general types of e-cigarette-type products. One is the Juul product, which is most effective in delivering nicotine, so much so that it's more addictive than the others, and by that token, it's probably most effective in helping smokers quit. About half of what people refer to as e-cigarettes have nothing to do with nicotine. They deliver marijuana and THC, and it's those THC products that are causing the deaths from pneumonia. Stuck in the middle are the nicotine products that have been available for more than 10 years now from vape shops and convenience stores. Those are the flavored cigarette products that adult smokers and even teen smokers use to quit. And it's these good, beneficial products that are threatened to be removed from the market while nothing is going to be done about all these very dangerous marijuana products. And there have been no steps taken to simply mandate a reduction in the dose of nicotine in Juul that would eliminate the addiction hazard.
So we'll see how that all plays out, yeah.
Well, it's not playing out very well now. Just the head of steam behind the anti-e-cigarette movement. This idea that people have in their heads that all e-cigarettes are bad. That's going to be a hard idea to remove, and as they proceed with these bans, they're going to cause a lot of damage. They're going to drive a lot of people who successfully quit back to cigarettes, and a lot of people who have been using quality, controlled, legitimate products into the black market with no quality control and no way of being sure what it is you're buying.
Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen with the black market. That's terrible. Dr. Joel Nitschkin, thank you so much. Happy New Year and holidays to you. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And as your health continues, something else is going on that I think has really perked up a lot of people. If you went through LAX, California health officials are warning of a possible measles exposure. Can you imagine? Wait a second. All I did was blow out one gate, jump on an Uber, and then went into the city. But three people with measles traveled through LAX. So they don't live in L.A. They were in the airport December 11th, they say, between 6:50 a.m. and noon in terminals 4 and 5. So who knows? Because of the way measles operate, you can be at risk for developing them for up to 21 days. They're urging people to monitor themselves for illness or unexplained rash from 7 to 21 days after their exposure, because there's no way to know. I mean, think about it. You could have gotten off a plane and you went through the same terminal and it's in the air and you have no idea that you've got measles. It's highly contagious. But if you're vaccinated, it doesn't matter. But up to 90% of people near an infected person who are not vaccinated become infected. So did you hear my number I said? 90%. You're not vaccinated? You're standing near Mr. Measle in that terminal? Poof. The chances are really high for you that you could get it, because coughing, sneezing, lingering in the air for up to 2 hours. I mean, there have been 20, I think, measles cases in L.A. County in 2019. And then it's just that whole traveling thing. It's such a hazard when you travel, isn't it? Because you don't know. And this is a prime example of that. Somebody infected goes through. It was just like that Disneyland thing back in October, that somebody had measles and they went through Disneyland, and how many hundreds of people could have been exposed. And the airport thing in October in Philadelphia, they had that at the Philly airport because someone suspected of having the virus was at the airport over 2 days. So the chances could have been great depending on, where you were. That's what's tricky, because then you have to figure out, well, what time, if it's the exact area, then I could be stuck. But if it's not, then it gets certainly trickier. Flu is tricky. Do you have the flu? Anybody out there have the flu? Oh, flu is awful. Flu is getting an early start this season. There have been at least 1,300 flu deaths in the U.S. so far this season. Did you hear what I say? 1,300 flu deaths. That is a scary number, my friends. At least 2.6 million flu illnesses and 23,000 flu-related hospitalizations. Aren't you glad you tuned into this show so you can find out? Well, I went through LAX right at the measles time. And, oh, by the way, my neighbor has the flu. Do you think I'm going to be okay and not catch the flu? Some of the states that pretty much pick it. You're listening to me in Connecticut, boom, they got the flu. You're listening to me in Oregon, boom, you have the flu. I just pick a state. Pretty much all somebody's been hit with the flu. I mean, seemingly, almost all. And like anything else, it can be deadly and ridiculous and, all that. Or some people whip through it and it's not quite as bad. It just depends. Just depends. And this doesn't depend. Opioid addiction is a problem in this country, and it's so horrible to hear that the cost of treatment for infants in our hospitals who have been exposed to opioids is up to $250 million over 4 years. Because the neonatal syndrome, the abstinence syndrome, they talk about that, treating it. What does that mean? It's called NAS, and it's in infants who were exposed to opioids while in utero. It's not a good thing. And they got to be hospitalized about 2 weeks and a few extra days. That costs about $22,000 an infant. Ooh, boy. Yikes. All right, no doubt about it. You have plenty of opinions. So we're going to the mailbag next. Stay with us.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
Ah, yes, indeed, a ton of mail. Kate Delaney, hey, 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 happy holidays. Hope you're having a good one so far. Maybe you've already kicked into, I got a couple of extra weeks to hang out. Maybe you're retired and you're listening to this show. Or maybe none of that applies to you. But take a breath. Slow down, hopefully, and have a day to kick back. I know even for me, I'll be going full bore, but I will have a couple of days to chillax with the other, which, by the way, Mr. Kate Delaney will be back on the air with us tomorrow, as we will also be doing Nail the Score in our third segment. So Nail the Score is this cool game we play where I pick the game of the week in the NFL. You call in and just wager a guess as to who's going to win and what the score is going to be. It's not scientific. It doesn't take a genius. It's just a guess. It's like throwing darts at the board and you really hope you hit what you're aiming for. Sometimes you get lucky. All right, let's move on to this one. This is our first one. It's from Hal, and Hal says, hey, Kate, wow, did you see the letter that the president wrote to Nancy Pelosi? I have to say I applaud him for some of the language he used in it, for specific examples that he also underlined, and for being the way he is, for saying what he truly thought, whether people like it or not. I think you get the real deal with him, and isn't that what people were complaining about with so many of our elected officials? The you're right that so many people were complaining that what would it be like to have somebody in that doesn't have a political background? They don't go through the normal channels of being elected. In the case of the letter, you know, fiery, insulting, scathing. There's been so many adjectives attached to it. About the way it's been handled. There was, it's been described as angry rhetoric and impending doom and false and misleading claims and, you know, you name it. And it was pretty much in this letter. And it was a very lengthy letter. The one thing he said in the letter about the do-nothing Democrats is what the president said. He said, unfortunately, I don't know that you will ever give me a chance to do so, you know, but I'm going to have to, you know, call your party this. After 3 years of unfair and unwarranted investigations, $45 million spent, 18 angry Democrat prosecutors, the entire force of the FBI, headed by leadership now proven to be totally incompetent and corrupt, you have found nothing, and he put nothing in very big, 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 big letters. All right, we move on to Jake listening to us in Austin, Texas. And Jake says, Kate, I know you have to talk about the impeachment thing, and it's great that you let all sides kind of sound off, so to speak. But all this hostility, these insults, this craziness, it just proves that there are a bunch of idiots. It is a circus, and we're being run in circles by these people. And I agree with you. If more people got involved in politics, paid attention to what was going on, perhaps we would really have the representation that we want. And so now's the time to make sure that you are registered to vote and make sure that you are part of the process. Hear, hear. You're preaching what I say all the time. How many people vote in a national presidential election? And if you want to be part of the process, then jump in. The water's warm. We're waiting for you. Right? Yes. We are waiting. How about that? All right, here's another one. This one is from Chan, who says, Kate, I haven't emailed you in a long time. We're listening to you in Oregon. I was paying attention to what was happening with the whole, and you said something about it on one of your previous shows. I was paying attention to the whole thing that is happening surrounding politics and then what Saturday Night Live is doing to spoof it. And some of it is funny and some of it is just dull. I actually think the Elizabeth Warren character is hilarious. And I think some of the exaggerations are pretty funny, too, with the Democrats as well. But there is no question when it comes to what's happening in this upcoming election, people better step up and vote as you say, because it's very sad when we live in the free country that we live in, where you take advantage of whatever opportunities you have, that you cannot be bothered to vote for whoever it is that you want to vote, but just vote for God's sake. Well, yep, there's two people. You agree with me. It's funny because I just got my voter card in the mail. You know, I'm registered to vote just like many of you that listen to the show, and many of you probably aren't. And you get this card, and it has all your stuff on it. And you know, I'm registered, so I can just show the license, but there's no question. I have never missed voting. I mean, even locally, this is what I say, the more you get involved, the more you get involved, the better, because you cannot affect the process, and you can't be educated on what's going on if you're not participating in some way, right? Yes. All right, here we go. This one is completely different. This one is from Frank. Hello, Katie. I'm wondering, I was listening to you talk about that couple that had been married for so many years and they were in their hundreds, and how they talked about they just kept moving forward with everything and they didn't look back and they got through life that way. And you talked about the effect of stress. I have to tell you, you don't hear that very often, but I so agree with it, because people dwell in these moments that often that they make into a big deal that often aren't that big of a deal. And we all have the same fate awaiting us, just like they say about taxes. Death is the other. Am I right? You are correct. I read a book called The Stoic, and my husband was reading it and gave it to me, and Ryan Holiday wrote this book, The Stoic, and a lot of men read it, but a lot of women read it too. And it's just different philosophy and little vignettes every single day. And part of one of the big chapters, and in fact that's what December is all about death and how people processed it in the past and the ways to move forward and move through it. And so you're right, that couple, absolutely. I mean, how do they live that long? I mean, how do you have that kind of a life where they're there in the same place sitting next to each other, and it was really glorious to see that. And happy as one could be. There is something to that, to living in the moment. Absolutely. Okay, how about this one? This one is from Joey. Kate, what's going on with those broads who tried to bribe their girls into college? Well, one of them did a little bit of time, like 2 seconds, and that was Felicity Huffman. But she was smart because she pled guilty and Mia culpaed herself all over the place. And so, boom, she did the time, short time. But then you have actress Lori Loughlin, who is in the middle of her deal where she pled, her and her husband pled not guilty to fraud, bribery, and money laundering charges for paying $500,000 in bribes to this Rick Singer in exchange for pulling the strings for their daughter's admission into U.S., both of them, into USC. The attorneys for Lori Loughlin's attorneys argue that the feds are concealing evidence in the college admission scandal. So, what happens to them, boy, because they went this route, it's that those lawyers better be lawyering themselves to death and figuring out how they can get them out of this, allegedly bribing. But because it's so different from Felicity Huffman, and hers was such a lower amount, and she pled guilty, the other side of this is for the two of them. I mean, they're going full on at this. 53 people, including 36 parents and college coaches, have been charged in this college admissions case. But 30 have either pled guilty or agreed to plead guilty, and then 23 are preparing to, for trial. So Felicity Huffman might have got the best deal of all, because she's done. She's moved on. That's it. And, of course, it was much different than Lori Loughlin and the amount that we're talking about. Oh, my. The band is playing, and it means that I have to dance my way off of these airwaves and remind you to take a breath, enjoy the holidays, and make it count, everybody.
Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.